There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Derrick Rose to undergo surgery for torn meniscus in his right knee. Tom Thibodeau said earlier today that Bulls team physician Brian Cole will perform that surgery. Kirk Heinrich knew Rose was sore yesterday, but never did he expect this.
I don't know. I don't know when exactly it happened. I knew he wasn't feeling as good yesterday, but I didn't have any idea it was anything like this.
Bulls host Charlotte tonight. Breaking news on the Score brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Patrick Kane placed on long-term injured reserve today, expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks after suffering in an upper body injury last night against the Panthers. Joel Quenneville can't overstate the loss this means for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Kane doesn't miss much, you miss a valuable guy, buddy. You know, he's having one of those years that are very noticeable. But, you know, the guys still got to stick with it. And, you know, you got to go with what you got and, you know, got to contribute as best you can. And playing the right way will be emphasized as we go along.
Teuvo Teravainen recalled from Rockford today, while Trevor Van Riemsdyk assigned their Hawks back in action tomorrow night in Florida. Cubs have their first full squad workout in spring training today. White Sox had theirs yesterday. College basketball tonight, Northwestern hosts Indiana. Illinois travels to take on Iowa. You can catch the Illini game right here on The Score starting at 7:30. The scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette, and visit 670thescore.com/events to find out when 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boers and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
More bad news about Derrick Rose. Yet another knee injury. Meniscus tear to his right knee. He will undergo surgery.
You don't wish that on anybody. I mean, you feel bad for the kid. I mean, how much more can he take?
Another surgery. It's another mental hurdle. But the injury itself, they're fairly confident the tear is not as significant as the one that happened in 2013 in Portland. So nobody knows exactly what the timeline's going to be, but they are fairly certain about that. That's the starting point.
Having a very good Derrick Rose was still gave them hope that they could win the East, that they could win a championship. Certainly that's all in doubt right now.
Awful story, horrible story you feel for Derrick, but I don't think there's any blame to be assigned here.
You lost the guy that come playoff time was going to flip that switch and give you something special again, and now you don't have it.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
I'm all chewy all day.
Dan Bernstein.
Got to get these 85-year-old grandma who's chewing tobacco.
I just gotta wake.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Joe Colley, Adrian Wojnarowski, Casey Johnson, and highlight courtesy of Comcast is 205 Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Basketball conversation continues with David Schuster on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He covered Bulls practice today. And Shu, is there anything else that we know now that we didn't before?
Good afternoon, Dan and Terry. Yeah, we're going to play some sound bites here in just a second, but this is one of those Groundhog Day stories, deja vu all over again. I need to take you back 24 hours, because as much as we were caught off balance on this, caught off guard, so were upper management people from the Bulls. So was even Derrick Rose himself. Now, personally, I met with a member of the Bulls upper management yesterday morning. He was all smiles, according to sources. Derrick Rose, even though he reported some general soreness, which he has at different times during the season, in that right knee, he supposedly was in a very good mood. But because he was reporting that soreness in the right knee, someone obviously in the medical department said, hey, let's go take a look at this. They did have the MRI early last evening, and then the information came out about 9:30 last night that, yes, indeed, it is a torn meniscus, and you know, it's going to keep him on the shelf for how long, that remains to be seen. And the deja vu all over again part of the story is, how are they going to handle this surgery? Are they going to cut it out, remove it? The problem there, is it a six-week, three-week, four-week recovery, or are they going to repair it, stitch it back up like they did last time? And obviously that did not hold. And if that is the case, then it's a much longer recovery, and he's obviously done for the season. So that's where the story is at this time. Everybody is sort of on hold until literally they make some kind of decision how they're going to have the surgery.
It's Derek's decision, or is it going to be Brian Cole looking at it and just saying either I can or can't repair it?
You know, if I had a hazard, I guess, and obviously I'm not part of that equation,
you
would think
be
that
part
of
the team.
I think they would probably discuss the possibilities in advance. I think they might, in this instance, because they tried it one time and it didn't really work, they might talk about this in advance. Hey, if you go in there and you see X, you do it this way. If you go in there and you see Y, then maybe you do it a different way. So again, I'm not privy to those discussions, but if I had a hazard, I guess, I think that's what they do in advance of the surgery, and then they leave it up to the doctor.
Yeah, we heard it late in the show yesterday, Shu, about the soreness and sitting out to practice, and it was sort of odd. I mean, but I guess we've certainly heard that from Tom before. It just seemed kind of awkwardly worded at times. But, you know, I don't know that anybody suspected that it was this all over again, that we were going to be looking at this by 9:30.
No, and you know, again, we were looking back at listening to some of the tape from yesterday's practice, and Tom Thibodeau did say that Derek didn't practice or he didn't go through the full practice. He had some general soreness, of which, again, we've heard periodically already through the season. But he even was asked, well, do you think he's going to play tomorrow? And not that I believe everything that Tom Thibodeau tells me. He said, yes, I think that he will play tomorrow. So, you know, I think he was caught off guard. I think everybody was caught off guard by this. Like I said, I talked to some people and literally met with some people in the Bulls organization as late as like this time yesterday, and there was absolutely no hint of this at that time.
So the how would you characterize or describe the overall mood of the team?
Well, let's play some of these sound bites here, and I think you'll get a pretty good description of that. Let's start with Pau Gasol, who knows that this is certainly a blow not only for Derrick Rose but the team.
This is definitely a key player for us as well. So, but right now we just support him, and we wish that everything goes well, the surgery goes well, and he recovers successfully and well, and. So right now it's just all we can do. Try to keep our minds into the game and do our best on the floor so we can continue to make progress as a team.
And then there's Kirk Heinrich, who's seen this, you know, a couple of times already. He feels horrible for Rose.
Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, what he's gone through here these last 3 years. And just when it seems like, you know, he was hitting his stride, you know, playing great. You know, kind of felt like, team felt like, you know, he's probably put it behind him. You know, for this to happen is just it's devastating.
And then there's Tom Thibodeau, who we asked point blank, well, what do you think is going to happen once they have this surgery, and what is the timetable?
You don't even want to jump ahead like that. You know, I think the big thing is just take it step by step. You know, we just got the news, and first and foremost is Derek and our concern for him. So, you know, once we get through, you know, whatever surgery procedure he has to go through, then we'll think about those other things. But our concern is with him.
And guys, as far as the here and now, as far as even tonight's game, it looks like Aaron Brooks is going to get the start tonight. Heinrich is coming off the flu. He hasn't really practiced that much of late, and other injuries, including the turf toe. And I just think that Tom Thibodeau feels that Heinrich is best served coming off the bench. So at least for right now, Aaron Brooks is likely going to get the starting nod. Are they going to add a player? Boy, the choices are not really good. Mike James, Nate Robinson, it's just not good. This is another blow for this organization.
Ooh. Yeah, we talked about Nate Robinson before. Oh, my God, Shu. No, please. I don't think you can do both of them. You can't have Aaron Brooks and Nate Robinson, can you? You really don't want that, do you?
Well, I used to play in a league of five.